English Reading Practice, Exercise 36. This is the Presentation Skills course, Part 14 of 28. This is the advanced level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description. So turn your volume up and read along with me out loud. We can start. Let your body do the talking. Gestures. Gestures are an integral part of effective presentations. Rather than standing on the platform like a stuffed dummy, powerful public speakers know how to use their hands, eyes, and body movements to add power to the spoken word. Here are five suggestions on how to use the body for effective presentations. 1. Descriptive gestures. Use descriptive gestures. Gestures that describe size, shape, distance, location, etc. Descriptive gestures produce two major benefits. 1. They keep the interest of the audience as you move your hands, arms, body to describe what you are talking about. 2. They enliven you, the speaker, and help raise your level of enthusiasm for your subject. 2. Emphatic gestures. Use emphatic gestures, gestures that stress a key point, key word, or phrase. Using the hands or fingers to point or in some other way emphasize a key thought should come naturally throughout the presentation. One caution. Be careful a particular emphatic gesture doesn't become a mannerism. If done too often, it loses its power. You may need a friend or partner in attendance to look out for it and alert you if the gesture is becoming too frequent. Or video the presentation, play it back, and become your own critic, watching out for detracting mannerisms you may be unaware of when in front of an audience. 3. Express enthusiasm. Expressing enthusiasm through an animated delivery with a variety of facial expressions, gestures, and voice pitch contributes a great deal to effective public speaking. Enthusiasm doesn't mean a speaker has to jump around all over the platform. But through the feeling, intensity, and expressiveness of your presentation, the audience will walk out of there feeling conviction, glad they were there. 4. Vary enthusiasm. One caution with enthusiasm. Don't carry it on a high level all the way through your presentation. This will leave the audience feeling exhausted and detract from the effectiveness of your presentation. There has to be a reason for your enthusiasm relative to the material. Match your enthusiasm with the points you want to stand out. If everything is presented at the same level of enthusiasm, nothing stands out. The impact loses its impact. 5. Use your eyes. Our eyes reveal much about us. If a speaker fails to look directly at the audience, he or she may appear unsure, lacking in confidence, even lacking in conviction and sincerity. So practice good visual contact with your audience. This includes looking around the whole audience not just fixing your eyes in one particular place. In addition to browsing and scanning the audience, look at an individual and get eye contact for a few seconds and talk directly to that person. Then do the same with another individual in another section of the audience. Do this regularly during your presentation. Mastering this skill will engage the attention of the audience. It will also provide you with valuable feedback on how your presentation is being received, as you take note of the expressions on the faces of those you are speaking to. A truly animated delivery will set you apart as a public speaker. If you are alive with your subject, as reflected in your body movements, gestures, facial expressions, and eye contact, you will have the audience focused on everything you say. That's what effective presentations are made of. Next, 6 presentation skills for powerful delivery. Well, that's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the presentation skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And if you want to continually improve your English, just click the subscribe button in the bottom right corner, the bell icon, and then all.